We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is wishing you the happiest of holidays and kicking off the season of giving. DraftKings has new promotions and odds boosts every day this week. Luckily for us sports fans, there's a whole lot of action going on. Football teams are in the hunt for the playoffs. College basketball season is just getting underway, and no better place to get in on all the action. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now. You don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook giving all new players the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 when signing up using code KSN. And DraftKings Sportsbook has endless ways for you to bet. Live betting, the betting on your favorite players, they do it all. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a deposit bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Greg Pickle. And Greg, our winner from the Ask Greg segment is Dave from Lehigh Valley. Dave asked how you would take charge of the offense of handling the quarterbacks. And as a bonus to his question, he asked you, Jalen Hurts or Carson Wentz for the Eagles. So that hit home for us as Eagle fans. All right, Greg, now it's time to look ahead. We've got a Penn State team amidst a winning streak, two in a row, and a very winnable game coming up against Michigan State this week.
Yeah, I find it interesting that, you know, of all the things that we thought were possible before the season started, a lot of them haven't happened, Jim, but the one that stayed consistent is that I think we all felt pretty good about the chances Penn State would have to beat the Spartans at the end of the season, Jim. And despite all of the problems Penn State has faced this year, that has not changed. You know, there's been a few moments of good news and good efforts from Mel Tucker's team, but they've been few and far between. And, you know, he seems maybe set to make a quarterback change. Time will tell there, but I don't think it really makes a difference for Penn State.
In going into this game, it's interesting to me, Greg, and using the Big Ten as an example, you have the team that you know is the elite team in Ohio State. But after that, what's down is up. What's up is down. You have Northwestern winning the West Division. You have teams like Penn State, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota who are down. You have Indiana up this season. So there are some surprises going on. And looking at Michigan State's record so far, it's 2-4. But one of those two wins was against the aforementioned Northwestern team that is ranked and going to win the West Division of the Big Ten.
Yeah, you know, it's just such a weird season, isn't it? I mean, there's been so many things that have happened that just don't make any sense. You know, Michigan State is, according to M Live, the newspaper out there, it currently is on pace to have its worst offense in 30 years, Jim. So it just makes you wonder how some of the stuff that they've done this year is even possible. Even at 2-4, it's not overly impressive. But, I mean, yeah, you know, again, I guess it goes to show you that every year this is true. But especially this year, Jim, it's just you can beat anyone on any given Saturday, no matter how good or bad you are. And you can find a way to get wins when you probably don't deserve them and so on and so forth. So I'll chalk that up to dumb luck more than anything else. But it certainly is notable. That Michigan State, you know, again, has played some teams tough and whatnot, but they've also been absolutely throttled a couple of times too. And most of that comes back to not being able to do anything reliable on offense. So I think that's where Penn State, no matter who the Spartans start at quarterback, can really keep these strong defensive performances going and find a way to get a win.
Well, let's talk about that quarterback position a little bit for Michigan State. The last couple of weeks, the games that Penn State has won, quarterback at Michigan was undecided, was not in good shape. The quarterback situation at Rutgers is a shambles also. These were the first two games where you probably said Penn State had the better quarterback situation. It looks like it's going to be the case again here with Michigan State. They don't have impressive players at quarterback, do they?
No, they don't, Jim. But it has to be Peyton Thorne that starts on Saturday against Penn State. I would just be floored if that isn't the case. I mean, Rocky Lombardi has had absolutely every chance to really make a difference for this Michigan State team, and he just hasn't proven consistently capable of doing it. You know, Thorne came in, back to our Jalen Hurts, Carson Wentz conversation, you know, Thorne came in and kind of provided the spark for Michigan State last week. You know, the problem with those sparks at times, though, of course, is that they don't always last as long as people would like them to once that player gets more reps and not just that spark opportunity. So maybe I'm being a little bit overzealous there with the Thorne call, but I do just think that their offense looked a little bit better when he was in the game, and that he would give them the best chance to try to come to Penn State and get a victory. But, you know, it's just really, really bad in East Lansing right now. Michigan State is tied for 119th in scoring, 121st in rushing yards per game, and 115th in total offense. I mean, I just don't know. I don't know how you could expect them to come in, no matter who starts at quarterback, and really threaten Penn State's defense. And if they do, that's more of a problem for Brent Pry than it is anything else.
Well, let's talk about that defense for a second for Penn State. And I could ask this question about the entire team, but I'm going to ask it about the defense. Have they turned a corner? Is there a difference now in these last two games with this defense, or has it all just been an inadequate offense that they've been playing against?
I think it's probably a little bit of both, Jim, but I think we'll really get that answer this weekend, right? I mean, I think that if they, and Michigan State is falls right into that anemic category, so if they have no problems with them, you know, you can obviously, again, chalk it up to better play, but also another bad offense. But if they were, for some reason, allow Michigan State to move the ball, then of course, you know, we're going to sit here and question some of the things we thought really were moving in the right direction the last couple of weeks. So, you know, again, I know we're not quite at the time to give our prediction yet, but I just have a very hard time seeing Michigan State putting up the kind of points they would need to win, unless Penn State goes back to its turnover wave, which, you know, is again why I think when you talk about Penn State's offense, Jim, you're going to see a lot of ball control, a lot of simple formations being called, a lot of simple plays being called. You know, you just don't want to do anything that puts the ball in harm's way. It just doesn't make any sense to do that when you should be considered as the better team and the better offense and all that going into game time. So, you know, I do think that if you're Penn State, with how bad Michigan State's offense is, and I mean, your offense hasn't been great, but I think you have the advantage across the board. I think you really try and just make it simple, keep the ball for long periods of time, and put 7 points on the board each time you're out there. And I know that's simplistic and maybe could be asking a lot of this offense at times, but they've shown it from, you know, every now and again, they're capable of doing that. And I do think they'll have the advantage on Saturday.
It does appear that Penn State has decided, okay, here's our formula. We're going to try to pound the ball, running it. And as far as the passing game, it's going to be that short passing game underneath. I think last week they took one shot only down the field that passed to Jahan Dotson. What about when Penn State has the ball? What does Michigan State's defense look like?
Well, when you look at this group, you know, obviously Mel Tucker was brought in to kind of, you know, be a defensive guy, be a, you know, a guy who could help them stop. You know, I just looked at the points, but I didn't realize it had grown to 15. Wow. You know, Mel Tucker was brought in and his defense has obviously struggled. They're not 2-4 because he's been working wonders on that side of the ball. You know, again, I think part of the problem is they lost some players during the coaching change and they haven't exactly been, you know, they haven't exactly been using the Mark D'Antonio formula. You know, they're a little bit different in terms of how they attack you and things like that. But, I mean, you know, again, I think that they're, you know, in time, this is a group led by Mel Tucker that I think can be very good. I just don't think they're there yet, and you've seen that on the scoreboard so far this season, Jim.
Okay, Greg. We still got a couple minutes left, but I'd like to talk about get your prediction, and I'd like to use the time to talk a little bit about the spread. I'm looking at our DraftKings spread. You mentioned 15 points. They're just about right at that also. They're at 14.5 points. And just before we get to that and talk about it, I thought it was interesting, Greg. I don't know if you saw the spread for Ohio State, Michigan.
It's like, what, 30.5?
Well, I have the DraftKings spread has it at 28.5 points. So if you're Jim Harbaugh going into this game as a 28.5 point underdog, that's just incredible to me. But let's go back to our game, which is Penn State, Michigan State. I was a bit surprised last weekend that Penn State was a double-digit favorite over Rutgers, and they ended up covering. I guess the thinking was, okay, after beating Michigan, Penn State has kind of turned a corner. So when you see a little bit better than a 2-touchdown spread here, according to DraftKings, is that the people in Las Vegas saying, you know what, we do think Penn State has turned a corner?
Yeah, you know, Jim, I think that I think that it's probably a little bit of that and a little bit of people just not having any interest in betting Michigan State on the road in the regular season finale. You know, it kind of looked like Michigan State quit last weekend against Ohio State. Obviously, much better teams have been blown out by the Buckeyes. So, you know, I'm sure it's hard to keep fighting and keep pressing forward if you're a Michigan State team in that situation. But, you know, I don't know if I'm comfortable laying that many points with Penn State yet. I'm not saying they can't cover, kind of the same thing as last week's discussion, but I don't know if I'm ready to lay that many points even at home. So I would probably just stay away from this game overall. Maybe take a look at the under. I think the under could be a decent bet. But when it comes to prediction time, Jim, and this again will probably put me, it's going to be right on the number, but I have it Penn State 24, Michigan State 10.
Wow. So you're looking for the low scoring game and the under. I find it hard as a fan to bet against Penn State, but what I hate is that better than a 2-touchdown. It's a situation where you could have your team absolutely dominate the game and win by, 14 points or 13 points. So I hate when they do that 14.5 or 15. All right, that is it for this edition of the show. Thank you all for tuning in, and be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
To kick off the season of giving, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new players the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN. That's code KSN for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.